That we are fortified, encouraged, nourished, inspired to go forth and to continue to share his light in humility, in prudence, in love. In this spirit we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of God our Father, the love of the Lord Jesus, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And with your spirit.
My sisters and brothers, we pray for God to give us the energy, the strength, to be his light, to be his peace.
Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Man. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth
we adore you, we glorify you, we
pray. Draw near to your servants, O Lord, and answer their prayers with unceasing kindness, that for those who glory in you as their creator and guide, you may restore what you have created and keep safe what you have restored. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and rules with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, says Qolaheth, vanities of vanities. All things are vanity. Here is one who has labored with wisdom and knowledge and skill, and yet to another who has not labored over it. He must leave property. This also is vanity and a great misfortune. For what profit comes to man from all the toil and anxiety of heart with which he has labored under the sun? All these days, sorrow and grief are his occupation. Even at night, his mind is not at rest. This also is vanity. The word of the Lord.
If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
If today you
hear his voice, harden not your hearts. You turn man back to dust, saying, return, O children of men. For 1,000 years in your sight are as yesterday, now that it is past, or as a watch of the night. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. You make an end of them in their sleep. The next morning they are like the changing grass, which at dawn springs up anew, but by evening wilts and fades. If today you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Fill us at daybreak with your kindness, that we may shout for joy and gladness all our days. And may the gracious care of the Lord our God be ours. Prosper the work of our hands for us. Prosper the work of our hands. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, if you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, your life, appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. Put to death, then, the parts of you that are earthly: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and the greed that is idolatry. Stop lying to one another. Since you have taken off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed for knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." Jesus replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbiter?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What should I do? for I do not have space to store my harvest. And he said, this is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. Then I shall store all my grains and other goods. And I shall say to myself, now, as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus it will be for all who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We have been nourished through the course of these days, this time. Words of presenters, times of prayer, speaking with many of you with whom I've walked over the course of years, meeting some people from my past. It's very encouraging. Father Geraldo, I don't want to embarrass him, but he's an inspiration to me. If you knew the challenges that he meets in Honduras, overwhelming. I want us right now to say a prayer. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May Mary, the Mother of God, protect you, inspire you, keep you safe, and love you always. Amen. Amen. There's a book in the bookstore, and Frank was noticing it. He said, I've got to get this one. Frank has to have every book. Brother Lawrence. Brother Lawrence promotes one of the pieces that Carolyn speaks of, living in the present moment. My sisters and brothers, I propose to you that is a key. See that exhortation of mine, live in the present moment, in relationship to our prayer this morning. And I exhorted you, and you did quite well, 85%. Okay. The intercessions. Lord Jesus, you are the rising sun, the first fruits of the future resurrection. Grant that we may not sit in the shadow of death, but walk in the light of life. When we are present to the words, when we pray the words, the words come alive. The words have meaning. The words touch us. The words give us peace. We don't have to read, you know, encyclopedias. If we take the prayer that we pray every day, whatever it is, we read it prayerfully and take a few moments to reflect upon it, that nourishes us. John asked me this morning, he says, so what was your dream last night? What did you dream about? And I couldn't recall, but then I remembered, that's right. I had a conversation with Moses. And I told Moses, I said, I've come up with a new rendition of the Ten Commandments. He said, oh, really? He said, may I hear them? I said, sure. You shall respect and appreciate your brother and sister. You shall respect and appreciate their property. You shall respect and appreciate their name. You shall respect and appreciate their person. You shall respect and appreciate who they are as a son and daughter of God. I like to look at things from a positive point of view, because that's what gives me the impetus to move forward and to sift and sort that idea of respecting and appreciating. How can I respect and appreciate? What do I need to do? How do I need to be in the presence of the person before me? Another exhortation that Carolyn brought to us, the gift of listening, to truly hear the person with whom you're speaking, or the person who's speaking to you. As Carolyn pointed out, and rightfully so, as the person is presenting their challenge, we're immediately fashioning a resolution. Step back before we go into resolution mode and say, I regret the pain that you're experiencing. In the course of these few days, I have reconnected with a number of people that I've known over the years, and some I've been able to be very happy for, and some that I share in their pain. In each instance, I give praise to God, praise that I am able to hear and pray for in joy and even in pain. Because I've said to my students so often, I believe seriously that we sell short the power of prayer. We really do. We have our agenda, and it's good. You're praying for the health, for the well-being, for all the good things. But once we have prayed and say, Lord, these are my desires. I know you have a plan. And it may not be in my calendar, and that's okay. To let go. It's part of the poverty of our lives. And the chastity is to love freely, without condition, unconditionally. Love our God first, unconditionally, as he loves us. To trust our God. To truly believe that he cares for us in every instance. Obedience. To be obedient to what the Lord calls us to. Some are in discernment, and that's good. And that's tough sifting and sorting out, you know, what is it that the Lord is calling to me? I know what I feel comfortable with, but maybe the Lord's not calling me to that comfortable peace. We've experienced it this weekend. There are those who have accepted the ministry of counselor, of minister, vice minister, and you in your own local fraternities will have that experience, as you know, in your elections. Members of the fraternity, what all of us do what all of us, how all of us are called to live, is to share what we have, to give. Give, if it's just a little that we can give, then we give it. See, that's the, you look at the gospel today. The man amassed a great deal of stuff. To what avail? Not that we have to give everything away, but that we have to share. We share our time, our talent, our ability. Think of people with different skills. I was thinking of those who do needlepoint, those who do stitching, those who do macrame, those who do knitting, the different forms from the rather coarse material to the very great detail, a gift. And each one of us has some gift to offer, be it our strength, be it our insight, be it our energy, be it our prayer life, be it our service in that to which we are called. Live in the present moment, in prayer especially. Do not allow us to be overcome by evil today or any day. But grant that we may overcome evil through the power of good. Anybody want to take issue with that? No. And these are the golden nuggets that are found in our intercessory prayer. They're in your breviaries as they are in mine. And we, when we pray these prayers, morning and evening, I may be far away, but I'm united with you in prayer. If we think of that, even in the region, that as you are praying morning prayer, be it at 5 in the morning or at 10 in the morning, you are uniting with your brother, your sister in another part of the region, praying your morning prayer. You're not alone. We have to stop and think. We are connected. We are woven together. We are a seamless garment. Celebrate that. Know the wealth, know the power of your sisters and brothers praying with you and for you. In the present moment, in the present moment, gently, reflectively, we will come away most peace-filled. Please rise. I invite the members of the new council to please come forward. And let us all together pray the gift that God has given us, the creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. I believe one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess with the assets of the service of sins, and I promise the resurrection and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Amen.
Tom, one of the go into this. One of the counselors do this.
Yeah, they
okay.
Gather.
All have it. Yeah. Counselors, will you please at the bottom of page 42, together. We.
May the God of hope bring each of you such joy and peace in your faith that the power of the Holy Spirit will remove all bounds to hope.
Blessed be God forever.
My sisters and brothers, let us all pray for those whom you have elected through their service of animating and guiding this great regional fraternity. May we all live our faith more deeply, witness to Christ more bravely, and work to prepare the kingdom of God more mindfully and enthusiastically.
Council members, together, please. Most generous Father, grant that through the dedicated efforts of our leaders, we have been called to serve our fraternity. All of us may know you better and make you known to all. May we live more vigorously the gospel way of life that you inspired through Francis of Assisi. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Okay. We call for applause.
You're the boss.
Okay. My sisters and brothers. Sorry? Oh, I'm just saying, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay. All right. Lord God, please rise. Lord God, you ask us to seek, to find, and to pursue, and to ask. And so we do.
For our Holy Father Francis, our Pope, the Bishop of Rome, and for all of our local bishops here and in each of our dioceses, and for Father's diocese in Honduras, for all of our priests, especially those who animate, assist us, and who bring us the body, the blood, the soul, the divinity of Jesus Christ in every holy sacrifice of the Mass, for all of our religious, for all of the lay faithful, that all of us will be mindful of the present moment and always welcome the Holy Spirit we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our president and for all the world's political, economic, military leaders, that they may realize that their power has been given to them and is answerable to God, and they may use that power in the service of justice and peace for all of God's children, born and unborn, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us and for all travelers, as we journey, may we return home safely and bring this great spirit of peace and love to our families and to a world in such desperate need. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our newly elected regional council, for all of us, for all of our Franciscan family, first, second, third order, regular and secular, for our local, regional, national, and international fraternities, that we may truly walk the talk of love and understanding and peace, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
A special prayer for all who are sick and suffering in our midst right now, for their deepest pains, that they may accept, we all may accept whatever crosses come our way, knowing that through those crucifixions will come our resurrections. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all of the beloved dead who have guided us in our Franciscan and our Christian and our Catholic journeys, for those intentions that we hold deep down where the pain may still exist, the fears, the uncertainties, may all of those and all of them be turned over to God. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Lord God, we make these prayers in faith and trust through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Your bread broken for others, share them to all.
Please rise. And just to make you aware, those names which had not been claimed when we initially made the call, they're all here. So they're being prayed for, those individuals whose names are present, and all of you, but specifically so that no one is left unprayed for. They're here. Pray, my sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept this sacrifice at our hands for the praise and glory of Christ's name, for our good and the good of all the church.
Graciously sanctify these gifts, O Lord, we pray, and accepting the oblation of this spiritual sacrifice, make of us an eternal offering to you through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in you we live and move and have our being. And while in this body, we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of life eternal. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in the Paschal mystery. And so with all the angels, we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of the death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, may we be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the Father for charity, together with Peter, with Francis, our Pope, and Peter, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your faith. Have mercy on us, as we pray, that with the blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have blessed you throughout the ages, we may merit to be called to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and rule forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace be with
you. Peace be with you. God bless. Thank you for being with us. Peace be with you. Thank you. Thomas, peace. Thank you for your ministry. All right, very good. Turn about fair play. My sisters and brothers, this is Jesus Christ the Lord, who has kept nothing for himself. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Thank you.
Yes. Actually, let's put them in the back, yeah. So that you might offer your congratulations to the newly elected and newly installed council, we're going to ask them to line up in the back by the back door so that you can offer your congratulations to them. Once I can do the closing prayer, before I do the blessing, I would ask the council members to go to the back. Okay? The other thing, just a point of clarification and a reminder. The clarification is the collection that was taken up yesterday for the spiritual assistance course is for scholarship. Not everyone has the resource to pay for a trip and whatever other incidentals or, you know, elements that are necessary to do this program. So that's what the collection is for, as such, okay? And there'll be baskets at both doors? In the back. So right after you've hugged the council, you drop a little something in the back. No, thank you for your generosity already. Thank you. Yeah, it's good. Anything else? What do you think, Tom? All right, yeah, okay. I knew he couldn't leave the microphone alone.
I just want to say thank you to everyone for all of your service. Thank you, our musicians. Thank you, our clergy. Thank you, the people of God. Thank all who were involved in any way in this. And I'm not going to try to go through name by name because I'm sure to forget someone.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to make a special note of Joanne Rademacher, who is our liturgical coordinator and took care of all of the needs of our liturgies. And that really, really took a big load off my back. So along with everybody else who helped, I want to thank you. I want to wish you all Godspeed. And one plug, Charles, if you'd stand up, just stand. If you haven't already gotten your regional T-shirt, the one all embroidered like Charles is wearing, they are for sale in the bookstore. And the bookstore will stay open. The bookstore will stay open after we conclude our Mass. So just wanted to give that one last plug. Thank you and God bless.
Let us pray. Accompany with constant protection, O Lord, those you renew with these heavenly gifts, and in your never-failing care for them, make them worthy of eternal redemption through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow your heads and pray for God's blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
May he show his face to you and give you his peace.
Amen.
May he turn his countenance to you and have mercy on you.
Amen.
And may the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever and ever.
Amen.
Go forth. The Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God.
Counselors, please to the back. Or that is...
A new song unto the Lord, let your song be sung from mountains high. Sing a new song unto the Lord, sing Alleluia. Shout with gladness, hands for joy, all come before the Lord, and play for him on glad tambourines. Let your trumpet sound. Sing a new song unto the Lord. Let your song be sung from mountains high. Sing a new song unto the Lord, singing Alleluia. Rise, O children, from your sleep. Your Savior now has come. He has turned your sorrow to joy and filled your soul with song. Sing a new song unto the Lord. Let your song be sung from mountain high. Sing a new song unto the Lord, singing Alleluia. Let my soul, for I have seen the glory of the Lord. The trumpet sounds, the dead shall be raised. I know my Savior lives. Sing a new song unto the Lord. Let your song be sung from mountains high. Sing a new song unto the Lord. Sing Alleluia.
Alleluia.
All right. Alleluia. You all have a safe trip home.